Hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Follow the Leader. And I have an awesome, awesome guest this month. This is Stu McLaren. And recently I was with him at a Boss event, and I already knew him from a distance. It was the first time we'd met in person. Loved his presentation, loved his knowledge, loved his integrity. Everything that he does to me is just right on, and I'm so excited to be able to bring him in front of you guys today. You're going to learn a lot, be challenged a lot, especially in the area toward the end of today's show. We're going to be talking about what he's doing around the world to help children, him and his wife, Amy, and it's going to be such a thrill to be able to share that vision with you as well. Well, Stu, thanks for joining us today.
Well, Paul, I'm super excited to be here, buddy. You talk about enjoying presentations. You, by far, were the highlight for me in terms of just, one, getting to finally meet you, and two, you know, I had heard so many great things about your presentations, and it was a delight to see you in person. So I want to re-echo what you said, but right back at you.
Well, man, I was thrilled. I think I had at least 14.7% stay awake for it, so that was a new high for me.
That was a big success then, right?
Yeah, man. One of the things you shared at Boston, I thought it was just a great story of how you made your first dollar online, how you got started, and how you actually came in contact with that very first sale. Would you mind retelling that story for us?
Sure. Yeah, it was back quite a number of years ago now, probably about, 7 or 8 years ago. So in hindsight, it wasn't that far ago, but what happened is it really, that whole experience transformed my life. And it all started because I'd heard about the benefits of creating information products. I'd heard that they were very profitable, that they were relatively easy to make. And because they were easy to make and they were profitable, it set itself up to be a good business. So I thought, great, you know, and I had a base knowledge. I had, you know, researched and read quite a lot and decided to actually take some action and do something with what I had learned. So it all started with an idea that I had for a little ebook called Ideas for Halloween. Now, what I did was, I'm a creative guy, so I'm always coming up with all kinds of different ideas, and Halloween is just one of those times that I love because it just really brings out the creativity in all of us. So I decided to compile a whole bunch of different ideas for Halloween, meaning different Halloween costumes, different ways to decorate the house, different things you could do at Halloween parties, et cetera, et cetera. And I combined all of these ideas into an ebook and titled it Ideas for Halloween. Well, it was about 2 weeks before Halloween when I finally got it finished. And so I started to put it up for sale. And I had worked tirelessly to create my first website. You know, it was back using the old-fashioned HTML. You know, I wasn't using WordPress or anything of that nature. I was just using straight-up front page and battled through it. Finally got it up. I was really proud. I was proud of the way it looked. I was proud of the sales message. And so then I put it up, and, you know, it was for $7.95. And at the time, I was working with my brother-in-law, and he was really excited to kind of watch me go through this process, you know, to kind of see if it worked, you know, to see if people really could make money online. And every day he would come into the office where we were working, and he'd say, you know, have you made any money yet? And I was like, No, I haven't made a sale, but I know what's coming. I know what's coming. And so then, because I wasn't really getting much traffic, I thought, you know, I've heard a lot about this pay-per-click. You know, maybe I should buy some ads. So I started buying ads. And again, my brother-in-law would come in every day, and he'd be like, have you made any sales yet? And I'm like, no, but I'm buying traffic now, so I got a lot more people coming to the site. It's just a matter of time. I'm going to make a sale. And every day he'd come back, have you made a sale? No. Have you made a sale? No. And before long, you know, he was starting to get depressed himself that I was not making any money. And during that time, I left to go to a seminar with my now wife. And during the flight, we landed. And, of course, I rush up to the hotel room and plug my computer in and check my stats, my non-sales stats up to that point. And lo and behold, when I check the stats, I see one sale. And, Paul, that was like a turning point for me. I jumped up. I celebrated. I was high-fiving and kissing, hugging my wife, she even took a picture of me in that hotel room by the computer, and that picture is plaqued, and it's here in my office now. And I'm sitting there, a big grin on my face, two thumbs up. I had finally made my first sale, $7.95. Now, when you look back at it, it wasn't necessarily the most profitable business at the time, because I had spent, believe it or not, over $800 in pay-per-click ads. But, you know, my thought at that point was, you know what, I'd spent $800, I made $7.95. From here on in, it's just about refining the whole process, you know? So at that point, it was just a really important moment for me, because it gave me hope. You know, it told me that, hey, listen, I can make a sale, and from here on in, it's just about getting better and better about this whole process and selling things online and learning as I go. But now that I've made a dollar, I know that it is possible. I know that it can be done. Well, fast forward 4 years, and we are at my wedding, and we're getting married, and my brother-in-law is giving a speech. He was the MC, actually. And he was giving a speech, and he was telling the story of how I had grown in my business and how it all started with this $7.95. And he was retelling the story of how every day he would come in and he would ask me, had I made a sale? And I'd say no, but I was positive, I was upbeat that it was going to happen. And he'd come in and he'd ask again, did I make a sale? And no, it hadn't made it yet, but it's coming. And finally he told the crowd, he said, listen, I got so depressed that he hadn't made a sale that when he left to go to a seminar, I called my girlfriend, who he did not know, to just go online and just buy the damn book. And as he was telling that story, it gets me all emotional, Paul, because I remember looking up at him, and I've got goosebumps right now. I remember looking up at him, and tears started rolling down my eyes, started rolling down my face. And I remember how important that moment was for me, you know, personally, how big it was for me for my business, because it gave me so much hope, and what has happened since that, because of that one sale, that the belief that I had that if I could make one sale, I could make millions more. And, you know, I've gone on now to sell millions and millions of dollars worth of products and services on the internet, purely through the internet. I live in a small town out in the middle of nowhere, and it's all possible because of the internet and that one sale. And I think back now to, would I have accomplished all that I've accomplished if I had known that that sale was fabricated? I don't know. But, you know, that was one of the most important moments in my life. And, you know, I look back and I think about, you know, when him telling the story, and I was crying as he was telling that story because I just could not believe it. I had no idea that that was his girlfriend, but what an important moment in my life. And it all happened because of that, just making that first sale and then having the belief that from that point forward, it was a refinement process. And obviously, I had to make a few changes in terms of the way I approached business. Couldn't continue to buy $800 worth of advertising and only sell $7.95 worth of products. But I'll tell you, folks, that when you make that first sale, it can change your life forever, and it certainly did with me.
Man, I love that. I think it's so critical to give us that story that lets us know, listen, you know, everything does not start off perfectly. I love that you're saying, you know, you spent so much money, here was the return, but that ended up being the catalyst that gave you the belief to go forward. And if I see something over and over again today, it's people who stop believing that it's even possible, and that they're even going to be able to refine, like you said, to refine the process and get it better and better. Now, what point do you feel like you sort of latched on to the way that you wanted to do things online, or it finally clicked and you're like, oh, I get it. Okay, I've refined up to this point, and I finally understand how I'm personally going to be able to make a living online.
Well, I think, you know, Paul, I've played a lot of sports in my life, you know, and I've played at a high level. I played at university, and one of the things that I learned through that experience was that, there are always going to be natural athletes, people who are really, really good at things naturally. And that was the case, you know, I played soccer at university, and that was the case on our team. We had guys that were extremely talented. They just had natural talent. And then there were a bunch of us that, you know, didn't have as much natural talent. We had a little bit of talent, but we worked really hard, and we worked really hard at practicing our skills, and every day we were practicing over and over and over again. And for me, it was very similar in business. I took the same principles where, you know, when you're starting something new, it can be one of the most frustrating experiences because you're brand new. Everything seems foreign. It's a new language. You've got to learn so much. But I will tell you this. You learn the most by doing and by practicing day in and day out. And you've got to practice with discipline because a lot of people, they start something and then if they don't have mega success, the first thing that they do, they give up and they believe that to them it's not possible. But the reality is Tiger Woods didn't become Tiger Woods just overnight. I mean, he had worked at that his entire life. You know, some of the best athletes in the world, they don't become professional athletes overnight. They are practicing day in and day out. Same principles apply to us and our business. You're not going to have a mega successful business overnight and everything's just going to click. You got to practice. You got to continually refine everything that you do and dial it in. And the more time you spend, you know, enjoying the process and the procedure of going through all of that, the more fun you will have in your business. Because at that point, it's about just getting better and better and better. Now, for me, the turning point for me was really understanding that all we do as providers of products and services is solve problems. And the key for us is to identify problems and then solve them for others. And I'll give everybody a major tip here. The fastest and easiest way to zero in on that is to think about problems that you are experiencing right now. In fact, my business currently is built entirely on the fact that I had a problem. I was experiencing a problem, and when I created the solution, I knew in my heart of hearts that I was not the only one that was experiencing that problem. And so we created a solution, and now that solution has gone on to sell millions and millions of dollars, primarily because it solved a problem not only that I was experiencing, but many others. So the best place to start is when you have a problem, because at that point it's very easy for you to relate to the market. You're one of the people that you're marketing to. You know what experiences they're going through, what frustrations they're going through. So it makes it very easy for you to write compelling copy. It makes it very easy for you to create a sales message that you know they're going to relate to. And on top of that, it makes it very easy for you to create a product that you know will provide tremendous value for people experiencing the same problem. So my advice is understand that it's always going to be an ongoing learning process. You're always going to be refining and dialing it in. Enjoy that process because you're just going to get better and better and better as time goes on. And the other thing that I would encourage people to do is focus on problems, specifically ones perhaps that you are experiencing right now, because chances are there are others that are experiencing it too, and that is the easiest market to start with because you can relate to them and speak to them and certainly sell products to them much more effectively.
Man, I love it. And you're dead on when you were saying that your current business model is all based on solving problems. And I know a big part of that is Wishlist and Wishlist product line, which has helped me so much. I can't tell you the number of sites that I'm using Wishlist on. And a lot of our folks are membership site owners or want to be a membership site owner. And I know that the Wishlist product line to me is just so easy to use, so easy to access. In fact, I'm going to put a link under this audio that goes to your video on the top 10 membership models. And when someone's thinking about doing that, you know, I mean, you've worked with so many people in their memberships. What is like one of the top models that you see work consistently? Or is it just one that matches the individual, they've got a passion for it? Or is there a particular model out there, a method that you see over and over again, this one really seems to work a little bit better than the others?
Well, as you said, you know, Wishlist Member is the product that we created, and we created it to provide an easy solution for creating membership sites. And as a result, we're now over 30,000 sites that are powered by Wishlist Member. So we have a unique perspective on this in terms of the type of sites that are being created and built and so forth. And I would say the most common one that people think of when they think of a membership site is the publisher model, where you're publishing a lot of content on a regular basis and people pay every month to access that content. Now, that's the most common type of membership site, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's the easiest one or the most successful. The reason being is because people overcomplicate it, especially when they're trying to launch it. They try to do too much, and what happens is by trying to do too much in the beginning, you overcomplicate things and you never get it off the ground. So that's why I really am a big fan of the micro continuity model. And basically what that means is it's a lower priced membership site. And it's a lower priced membership site that provides something very specific each month. So it could be a PDF, it could be a checklist, it could be a summary of some kind. Whatever it may be, it's something very specific that's provided every month. And generally, it's a low-cost membership site. And so when I say low-cost, I'm talking in the range of $5 to $10. Now, Paul, I know you certainly practice this particular model. Another good example is one of our customers, John Bard. He has a membership site at cbiclubhouse.com. cbiclubhouse.com. Now, I share this example because it's not a make money type of membership site. This caters to a very specific niche, and that's children book authors. So it's not even book authors, it's a sub niche of that, children book authors. And he provides all kinds of information. Now, he provides a lot of information. In fact, if I were advising him, I'd say scale it back. And he provides all of that information for $4.95 a month. However, he has over 4,500 paying members every month. So it goes to show that you can build a very profitable business at a lower price point. Now, here are the benefits to all of us as membership site owners. A, it's much, much easier to get off the ground because if you're providing one specific thing a month, it makes it very, very easy for you to be able to deliver on that. Secondly, because it's a low price point, it makes it very, very easy for you to over-deliver, meaning because their expectations are $5 worth of value or $10 worth of value, it's very easy for you to provide $20 worth of value or $30 worth of value. So another good example is we have our site. Now, our membership site follows, I would say, a combination of the micro continuity and the publisher model. And what we do there is our price point is $20 a month. But we have a number of different primary reasons why people would join our site. Some people join for specifically the information, the articles, the how-to videos that we provide every month. Some people join for the community, the forum, the interaction. Some people join for the bonuses that we provide every month. So every month we provide a new bonus, and that's the reason that they join. They don't join for anything else but just the bonus. But the reality is, I don't care what reason they have for joining and staying as long as they're staying. And so what we do is we focus on 3 to 4 primary reasons or primary hooks that why people would join the site, and we try to make each one of those individually worth the value that people are paying. So at that point, if they sign up just for the bonuses, they're saying to themselves, you know, the bonuses by itself is worth this amount that I'm paying. But then when I look at everything else that I'm getting access to, that's just icing on the cake. It becomes a no-brainer. And that's the kind of mentality that you want your customers to have. So my recommendation is start small. Start with a micro continuity model where your price point is low, you're providing one specific thing per month. Then you can always grow and you can always add to that as you get into the rhythm of managing a membership site. But start small, start with a low price point, provide something very specific each month, and you'll have much greater success.
And I love that. That's one, it's super succinct, it's doable. You know, just listening to that, I thought, okay, that finally is a clean and clear picture of exactly how to get started without getting so overwhelmed. I see that over and over and over again. It's like you mentioned right there at the beginning of that section, is that they start dreaming so big, which is good. We need to dream big, but they make it too complicated and make it too overwhelming. And I really appreciate you giving us those case studies and some sites to go to visit that. I think it's going to make a huge, huge impact. And guys, make sure that you're going to wishlistproducts.com, wishlistproducts.com, and all of Stu's stuff is there. I love all of your training. I'm a member of Insider, love it. Just so many great ways to be able to grow your business. And even if you don't have a membership site per se, as you guys know, I believe that these are principles that are in play that we can adapt and adopt, change up a little bit, and make them align with exactly what we're doing right now. Now, we're going to shift gears just a little bit at the close of the call, but talk about really the most important thing that we're going to hit during this call, and that is your work with children in Africa, yourself and your wife's work. Tell us a little bit about that, and tell us how we can get involved with it.
Well, I got to be honest here, Paul. I mean, this was never my intention to start a charity and to get as involved as we are. I mean, I always wrote a check, but I was never involved in terms of the capacity that we're doing now. So I give the credit entirely to my wife. I mean, she really opened my eyes to this. And now I am more passionate as an entrepreneur, not only to make as much money as I can, but to also share the same message and to help other people make as much money as they can. Because I've learned that when we are in a position where we have the money, it's about then distributing it how we choose. And there are so many people who need our help, and when we're in that position where we can channel our money to help them, we can have a huge impact. And it all started back in, 2006. And my wife, one morning, she's always had a passion for traveling, and she's always traveled off the beaten path. And one morning she woke up, she said, "You know, Stu, I really want to help some kids this Christmas, and I want to actually go to the country, and I want to raise some money, go to the country, and find out what they need and help them." And I said, "Okay, great." You know, this was 2 weeks before Christmas. I said, "When were you planning on doing this?" And she said, "Over the Christmas holidays." Now, she's a full-time teacher, and I was like, "Aim, how are we going to do that? You know, like, that's coming up, you know, very, very soon." She said, "Listen, I like to travel, so I'll plan the trip. You're the business guy, so you raise the money, and we'll get it all figured out." And I was like, "Man, don't you just hate it when they do that to you?" So long story short, we did a fundraiser. We raised $17,000 that first trip. Amy and I took the money. We flew to El Salvador, and we went way up in the mountains of El Salvador, and we didn't speak a lick of Spanish. They didn't speak a lick of English. We stayed with a family up there. But we learned what they needed as far as their schooling, their education. And that's really where my wife's passions were, because being a school teacher. That trip was amazing. I remember coming back on the plane, and I looked at Amy in her eyes, and I said, "Amy, I get it. I understand now what you meant by the value of actually going and seeing the people that you're helping and being there firsthand." And we have both had a heart for Africa. I'm not sure where it started for either one of us, but we both had a heart for Africa. And, you know, fast forward to today, we formalized our charity. We're now an official Canadian charity. And we have begun providing schooling and education for hundreds and hundreds of kids. We just finished building a brand new school just outside of Nairobi, about an hour north of Nairobi. And you know, that school is in a community where kids would never have the opportunity to go. And over 600 kids are going. And we're starting construction right now on our second school in a nearby community. It's a high school for the older kids to go to. And so we build schools if they don't have schools in the area. And then the other thing that we noticed was, by visiting a lot of these communities firsthand, if some of them had schools, we were shocked by the number of kids that weren't coming to school or that were falling asleep during school. And one day we asked the teacher and the principal, we said, "What's going on here? Why are kids falling asleep?" And they said, well, the harsh reality of it is many of these kids haven't eaten for 2 or 3 days, and they just don't have the energy to stay awake. And my wife, she runs a breakfast program at her Canadian school here, and so she right away said, listen, Stu, we got to do something about this, because I know firsthand if kids don't have proper nutrition, they can't learn properly. And so we have begun implementing feeding programs in these areas where we provide at least one nutritious meal for kids every day. And here's the amazing fact about this, Paul, I'm always blown away, is that we can feed one child for an entire month, so one child every single day for an entire month for just over a dollar. So it's like, it blows you away how far your money can go in terms of having an impact and helping people. And this is why I love the membership site business, because for me, it's like every new person I add to my membership site can immediately, a portion of that, be spun off and help a community every single month. You know, it's really quite an amazing thing as far as how far our dollar can go. And that's why I love the membership site business, because it really provides a vehicle to be able to generate funds on an ongoing basis and channel it in the direction that we want. So for us, the three things that we do, we build schools, we provide feeding programs and help them create self-sustaining feeding programs. And the third thing that we do is many times in these rural communities that we're helping and servicing, there are teachers who would want to stay in that community, but the community just can't afford to pay them. So they gravitate toward the city, and therefore the kids out in the country never get educated. So what we do is we fund the full-time salary of teachers so that they stay within those communities and teach those kids. So those are the three primary things that our charity looks after. Is if they don't have a school in the rural communities, we help build one. If they have a school and a lot of kids just don't have enough food, we help implement a self-sustaining feeding program. And then the third thing is if the teachers are not able to stay because the community can't either pay for their fees or the government is not willing to pay for their fees, then we will look to supplement that by funding the full-time salary of teachers. So it's changed my life in terms of my motivation and my hunger and my why. I am more motivated now than ever before to make as much money as I want, only for the reason that it just puts me in a position where I can channel it and put it toward the causes and help the people that I want to help. So, you know, a lot of people get hung up sometimes about wanting to make money. I want to give you another perspective on that, folks. You absolutely want to make money. You want to make as much as you possibly can, and it's your right to make as much as possibly can, because when you do, you're then in a position where you can channel it how you see fit. And that is a position of control. That is a position of power. And I want to encourage you to use that position of control and power to do so many great things in this world. And Paul, you know, I want to commend you, my friend, because you are one of the best examples of that. You know, with what everything that you do with your 100X missions and all the work that you're doing around the world, you are a perfect role model for your audience to really see how you've taken what you've learned and about making money and then channeling that once you have to help so many others. And so I want to commend you for all that you do, because you know you're a really great role model as far as what we're talking about here. And folks, I'm telling you, it'll motivate you like you've never been motivated before. And I highly recommend you find a cause that you can get behind and go and see firsthand. When you see firsthand, you feel it. You feel it in your gut. You feel it in your heart, and it just motivates you like nothing you've ever experienced before. And it'll help you in your business. It'll help you in your life with your family, because you'll be motivated. You'll be making more. And at the same time, it'll help you spiritually. And, you know, it'll just make you feel good because of all the impact that you're having.
Ooh, I love that. I could hear some passion on that, brother. You're letting loose.
It comes out of me. I just get excited when I talk about that, man.
Well, we should, because I think we both learned that when we're driving it solely about making money, I think there's something within us that always holds back a little bit, or our expectation is a little bit barriered by that whole thought, and we're thinking, well, if I just don't make money, then this isn't going to work out. But when we're working for kids or we're working for some sort of charity, we tend to take a little bit more risk and push a little bit harder because we know someone else is depending on it. And I appreciate your example in that as well. I believe we're both doing some good works that are going to last far longer than we are on this planet. So that's super exciting. I appreciate what you're doing, what Amy is doing as well. What's a good website for them to find out more about that?
Yeah, they can visit worldteacheraid.org, worldteacheraid.org. That's the name of our charity, and you'll see all the projects that we're doing. We're taking a group of donors over to Africa next summer, and I would love to have anybody listening. Paul, man, I'd love to have you on that trip too. It's a great trip. It's a smaller group, usually around 20 people, and it's definitely a higher level of donor in terms of donating, because each donor has basically donated enough to build a classroom. But the cool part about that trip is we actually go to the village where you'll see your classroom with your name on the door, the kids that are going to school in your class. I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome experience, and we spend time with the village and the community, and you really get to meet the parents and really feel the impact that you've had on almost like a 3D level. You feel it because you see it. You feel it because you hear it in the excitement with the kids and the gratefulness from the parents, and you just feel it spiritually from, just the impact that it's had on the community by being there. It's just an awesome trip. And then, of course, we have fun, and we go and we do an African safari, which is, incredible. Anyway, all that information is on the website, and, of course, you can find out information about the charity itself and what we're doing and the focus of it and so forth. So that's worldteacheraid.org.
Man, awesome. Man, appreciate you so much taking time out to be with us today, Stu. So many great ideas, great concepts that are not only going to grow our business, but actually enrich our lives at the same time. So pretty cool. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. As always, follow the leader. And as you know, success is not an accident. Be blessed.